We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to Dusty and Cam podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center. Doing the right thing since 1952.
It's Football Friday on the Fan.
It's a man's game now.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning with Dusty Hara and former All-American Cam Cleland.
Brought to you by the Radio.com app. Download the app, make the Fan your favorite station, and enable push notifications for the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and your favorite shows.
Football Friday with Dusty and Cam on 1080.
We have great expectations.
The Fan.
All right, 55305, the better you today, Texan. Coming up this hour, we'll have Joel Klatt, Weekend Would You Rather at the top of the next hour, and then our football Q&A where you can ask football questions that we'll answer. Some of the tough ones, too. Like this one, it said, why is it called the gridiron? Why isn't it called the gridyard? It's a field of grass, not a sheet of metal.
Well, the grid is all the lines on a field.
Yeah.
And the iron means that it's cold, and it's like the ice bowl in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So it didn't feel like grass. Felt like a sheet of iron you're playing on.
I Googled it, and it said that a gridiron, obviously used for construction, was to frame parallel bars and beams. And when people looked at the lines painted on the field, they were like, hey, I work in construction. That looks like a gridiron.
Yeah.
And so they started just calling it the gridiron.
I love the gridiron gang.
Oh. There is a, before he was Key and Peele, Key from Key and Peele, he was on Mad TV, I think, and he did a sit down with Exhibit in The Rock after the Gridiron Gang came out, and he kept calling it the McGriddle Gang. It was like a spoof thing. Watching The Rock and Exhibit both want to punch him because nobody knew who he was.
Yeah.
And he was talking about...
He's like, McGriddle gang.
He's like, remember? He's like, so in the McGriddle gang, you guys is a gay couple that coaches the football team, and they're like, no, that's not what happens.
That's not it
at all. And he's like, I'm pretty sure that's what it is, the McGriddle gang. It's all timer, and that was the first time I ever saw Key from Key and Peele. And then there's this one too, which is not about just what a football field looks like. Says, if a team suffers serious injuries in their conference championship game, should the playoff committees consider that some players will not play in the final four playoff when they're doing their seeding? And that's something that the playoff committee has to look at, but they haven't been forced to lately.
I think that is...
What happens if an injury happens in the conference championship?
I think that's crazy. That's crazy to me that you have to consider that. I don't know how you don't, because emotionally you're going to tie that in. It's like you don't have your best players. That's bizarre. I just think it's so bizarre. There's no other sport that does that.
No other sport.
If Russell Wilson got hurt and Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt, do you think they're going to be like, well, you know, come December, we'll just vote you into the playoffs because Russell Wilson's going to come back. Even in baseball, they don't do this in any other sport.
But you know,
so bonkers.
The fan base of that team, if they were to be left out, would just throw a fit. But at the same time, injuries are used as a factor as to why you get a team into the playoff and explain a loss early in the year. Oregon is going to try and have their playoff hopes explained away by no Juwan Johnson, no Brendan Schooler, no Micah Pittman, no Cam McCormick for that game against Auburn. And that's what they're going to use to try and get in, saying we weren't at full strength. But then why wouldn't the playoff committee leave a team out because you're not at full strength?
I don't know.
And somebody else is. That's wild.
Don't make any sense.
I never wish for anybody to get hurt, but you know me and chaos. I love chaos. I want more of it.
So it sounds like you want guys to get hurt.
I don't want guys to get hurt.
Sounds like you want chaos, but chaos means guys get hurt.
But in this instance, it does. I never want anybody to get hurt, though. I never want anybody to get hurt. I want both teams to have fun. I want both teams to have fun, Cam.
Right.
I want everybody to have
never
fun.
Never celebrated when that opposing quarterback kind of went down. Like, never kind of went, oh. No. I mean,
I've been beat by a backup quarterback or two.
So the guy
those have been short-lived, my man.
Oh,
short-lived.
Just another collar blown.
all right. Let's get to it. It is 7:05.
What's hot?
Spoken.
What's hot and why is it cool?
They're cool because they're hot.
Hot and cool with Dusty and Cam. Your morning dose of positivity ripped from the headlines.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
All right, the Oregon State Beavers take on Washington tonight at Research Stadium, a 7:30 kick on FS1. The Beavs, a win for the Beavs would mean that they become one game away from bowl eligibility. And a loss for Washington would put them at 500 on the year. They currently are 5-4. They've lost two in a row. Have they ever lost three games in a row under Chris Peterson?
Three games in a row? I don't know. Out of 2014?
I don't know. But that would be something to keep a look at because right now the Beavs are 3-2 in conference play, sit second in the North Division, a game up.
Can't take any games lightly.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Won't do it. Want winners.
And do it. Winners. What do you think the stadium looks like on a Friday night?
Don't ask. You can ask the true Beav fan.
Well, you know why I asked this question?
Because you know what? That's my question is, I'm a true fan. Where are all the true Beav fans tonight? I can't go because I'm coaching football, or I would be there.
And I think a lot of people are in that boat. They're coaching football. Their kids are playing football.
Yeah.
Their community is hosting a playoff game. That's a big deal if you are in your community and it's, hey, you have a playoff game.
But come on, man, going to Corvallis on a Friday night, what's wrong with that? You can't get down there?
I've talked to season ticket holders who are not going because they're going to the high school football game in their area.
It's frustrating. Frustrating.
And I hope that this conversation...
You get 25,000 there tonight.
Yes. Yes. That's half... Well, that's a little over half full. I think you get a little
over 25?
Half. Yeah.
30?
Yeah.
I think 2, 3, and 5. You give me 5 now. 32, 5, 5 now. 5 now. Do I 5? Sold to the person that's under 30.
I think you're getting like 38. Is you have
wow.
10,000 empty seats, so it'll still look empty. But I think that's where you're at.
All right. Take
do you
that.
Think I'm being very optimistic
I think
on that?
You got to keep the cameras low tonight. Keep it pan down. Keep it low. Do not pan
nerds.
Up.
Revenge
pan down. Cameras
okay.
low.
But I hope this conversation sparks them to actually go out to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, we're
there's
chant
a Beaver
it.
Fan going, you know huh? what? Screw that.
What
screw
can you get into
guys.
The game right now
there.
For, Buck? Can you look on StubHub for us? Just see. Can we get in under 20 bucks? You get 20 bucks in there? 22 to 5 now. 25
bet,
now.
Yeah, I bet you can get in for
be
that.
An auctioneer of mine when I retire.
You should.
Just like tomorrow.
You're retiring tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
All right. Beavs. Huskies. 7:30 tonight. Also, Charles Moore, Auburn transfer. He's a freshman. Number 6 defensive lineman in the country coming out of high school last year.
Sell RVs and auctioneer.
Cam, you can get him for $15.20.
$15.20? Is that even with the StubHub markup?
No, that does not include
pre or post markup.
That does not include
fees. You can get an Uber down there for probably $50.
Okay, hold on. The number 6 defensive lineman in the country from last year's recruiting class has committed to the Beavs as a transfer.
You're as cold as ice.
Trailblazers fall in LA 107-101. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum dropping 22 points apiece in that game, but it was a fourth quarter flurry by Kawhi Leonard and Lou Williams. Kawhi going for 27 points, Sweet Lou for 26 in the 107-101 for the Clippers in LA.
Clippers are good.
It's already been addressed.
Clippers are good.
Kawhi had 18 of those 27 in the fourth. Lou Williams had, what is it? He had a three and then a three and a two late.
Also news from the NBA, the Clippers got fined $50,000 for talking about load management and dealing with load management. And I saw that the equivalent of fining Steve Ballmer $50,000 in his $53.2 billion net worth is like finding the regular Joe a penny.
Yeah. It definitely
That is what it is. And then even Michael Jordan came out. Michael Jordan came out straight out, said you get paid to play 82 games. Play 82. Go get him, GOAT.
Well, they just didn't do their homework on this one. The team said, hey, no, Kawhi Leonard's dealing with a knee injury. And then Doc Rivers came out immediately after the game. He's like, no, Kawhi feels better than ever. We're just protecting him.
Oh, dumb. That's dumb.
Come on. Get your story straight, Doc. Thursday Night Football saw Philip Rivers not play so well last night. The 38-year-old throwing three interceptions, including a pick six and in the first quarter. And then one of his final throws of the game, the only completion he had on the final drive was to the opposite team, a game-sealing interception, as the Raiders beat the Chargers 26-24. That's a big game as far as standings go in the AFC West.
Chargers kind of probably sealed their fate a little bit. They're going to have to fight uphill to even make the playoffs. I think that's going to be tough. That was hard to watch for Philip Rivers. It was really, really bad throws. It's like he was throwing left-handed.
Yes, it was. That was UGLY. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. You ugly. Your mama say you ugly. All right. Deion Sanders reportedly a candidate for the Florida State coaching job. That, according to Ian Rappaport, the NFL Network, Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network as well. It should be noted that is significant because Deion Sanders works for the NFL Network, and that is the network reporting.
Ian Rappaport reporting something that Deion whispered over, said, hey, put this out there on Twitter. Do you think they'll want me?
What is no Bob?
No way they hire Deion Sanders. No way. What are the odds right now? There's got to be odd sharks.
500 to 1.
500 to 1? 1,500 to 1.
I'll put a dollar on it. Florida State could screw this up.
Jeez.
All right, one of the biggest news stories out of college football early this morning, reports started surfacing. Yahoo Sports, then The Athletic's Bruce Feldman. Now everybody's jumping on it. Ohio State defensive end Chase Young, Heisman Trophy candidate, has been suspended for this week's game against Maryland. His suspension is indefinite as the school looks into a possible NCAA violation that occurred in 2018.
Okay, I want to read you a tweet from Jay Billis, which I think is great.
He says,
only athletes. This is a quote from Jay Billis on Twitter. We know Jay Billis. He's one of the best on ESPN. Only athletes are presumed guilty, immediately suspended, and must prove themselves innocent. Quite a contrast to coaches facing allegations in the FBI investigations and federal prosecutions. They are presumed innocent till proven guilty. What an amazing concept. He is smart. He is spot on because we do it with coaches. We got crap throughout the entire NC2A with basketball head coaches. Yep. And this one kid, what are they going to do? What happens if he played and they have ineligibility and he did some things back in September? What does that mean to all these Ohio State games? Did they have to forfeit?
If they knew, then they do have to forfeit.
It's a joke what we do with athletes, and we don't even hold the coaches to the same standards.
It could have big implications as the College Football Playoff Committee convenes as well. Will one of the best players in the country not be available for the number one team in the country in the committee's eyes? That's what's hot and cool. We've got a great weekend of football ahead of us, including the number 2 and 3 teams in the nation going at it. We preview the weekend of college football next. Dusty and Cam on the Fan. Okay, Chase Young has just made a statement. The Ohio State defensive end who will be suspended, a Heisman Trophy candidate, has 13.5 sacks on the year. Unreal. Considered one of the best players in college football. He is going to be suspended because the Ohio State and the NCAA are looking into a rules violation. And he said, quote, unfortunately, I won't be playing this week because of an NCAA eligibility issue. I made a mistake last year by accepting a loan from a family friend that I've known since the summer before my freshman year at Ohio State. I repaid it in full last summer, and I'm working with the university and NCAA to get back on the field as soon as possible. I want to thank my family, teammates, coaches, and the whole Ohio State community for the love and support. God bless. Go Bucks.
So within that, Bruce Feldman from the Fox Sports 1 and also The Athletic is saying, speaking to an NCAA compliance expert on Chase Young's situation, if it's a loan he repaid and can prove it, a one-game suspension might be enough.
Good. My God.
I could sign up for a credit card, and if he can prove it for you documentation and then has showed an interest rate and has repaid this loan, this is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Kids get credit cards sent to them at all times. If you documented it right, which we don't know, I'm not going to assume this kid did anything wrong at this point in time. You got a loan. Who cares? Everybody gets loans. They're adults. You get loans across the world. As long as it wasn't just here's some cash under the table. He's saying, I got a loan.
What I think is stupid is that, like, we have to sit here and have this conversation, because if he had name, image, and likeness, would he need the loan?
No.
Okay.
No.
And that, he wouldn't need that loan at all. And then it's because he took it from a, quote, family friend.
And we don't know what he used the loan for. What if he used it to help a family friend? What if he did? And what if he went out and spent it on chicken nuggets? Who cares?
But then people are going to say.
It's called a loan.
I know, but people are going to say, well, how'd you pay it back? You can't have a job, which is true. He can't have a job because he's an athlete, which is another stupid rule of the NCAA. It's horrible.
I had a job in the summer. What do you mean you can't have a job?
Well, you can't have it.
I worked a road crew. I made $2,200 slinging, cutting trees and fixing roads my whole two straight years as a freshman and sophomore.
I thought they closed that because of the fact that you had guys working for boosters. I thought like a decade ago after the Rhett Bomar thing, they said you can't, like, you just have
like
to be
shut
a
it
student.
Shut it down completely.
Yeah. I mean, I could be wrong on that, but I thought that after the fallout of the Rhett Bomar thing where they were working, quote, working at a car dealership and they didn't do anything at all, they closed that loophole.
Shut down everything when it comes to that.
Stupid. Stupid. I mean, it just takes away everything every earning opportunity that you have.
I think it's embarrassing that a kid that's an adult wants to take a loan. Now, there's going to be people that take advantage of everything. This kid's he's going to be a star in the NFL. It doesn't really matter at this point. Does it change who he is?
And if the NCAA's answer to this is, well, he should have taken out that credit card rate. It's like, okay, so he did the responsible thing by not paying a 22% interest rate?
Well, the other dumb thing is that there are millions of students out there taking student loans out to pay for their school.
Well, you can do that.
Student loan to pay for your school. I understand that. But it's kind of how the parameter or the connotation of a loan from a football player, this is just dumb. Yeah. It just sounds dumb.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's to us not caring that Chase Young took a loan. And here's to hopefully the NCAA not caring either, because that would suck if his season is ruined and Ohio State gets punished because the kid wanted to have some money in his pockets while the university is making hundreds of millions of dollars a year. Mm-hmm. Off of the football program.
I'm not going to tell what anybody to spend their money on. Do whatever you want.
True that. Okay, we got a big weekend of college football where I'm assuming most of these guys are getting paid at LSU and Alabama, you know? We got number 2 versus number 3. And I don't care what the talking points are. 2 is going to play, and I can't wait for this game. Think of everything that is on the line. Not just in the SEC West, not just number 2 versus number 3 in the college football playoff, but you also have the potential of a Heisman Trophy being on the line with Joe Burrow and Tua, and potentially a separation. Number 1 pick could be on the line between Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. This game has kind of everything that you could want as a college football fan. Rivalry doesn't get much bigger than it. I can't tell you how excited I am for Tuscaloosa.
Sounds like you're excited.
Well, I am.
Jones and ready to go.
And this is kind of one of those things that when we don't have these matchups very often out in the Pac-12 or in college football in general, where you have two highly ranked teams.
What are you talking about? This game's going to be 7-6, just like it was in 2011.
Who cares?
Where it was I formation. Load the box. Downhill running.
I don't think so.
You know I'm joking.
No, I don't think so anymore.
You don't think it's going to be 7-6?
No.
I think this game's going to be in the 30s, minimum. I think isn't the over 62?
The 63, over under
63. Yeah. So
I would pound the under on that.
I would pound the over.
But
don't take unders in college football. You'll get destroyed in college football by taking unders.
You think that both of these teams got more than 30 in them?
Yep. I do.
I don't. I think that this game is going to be
like
in those.
I'm thinking it's like 38-35, 38-31, somewhere right there.
I think this thing is going to be like, you know,
Set up just like Washington versus Oregon was. One great defense. One's going to shut them down. We were both, 24-17. You got 38-31 game. That's what you're going to get here. You're going to get some offense.
I hope we do, because we don't get those very often in these Goliath matchups between SEC teams, which makes me think, like, I think it will be a high-scoring game for one of these SEC heavyweight fights, which is a game played in like the 20s, you know, where one team gets to 30, like the first team to 30 wins. And I think that may be where this one plays out, because up front, both these teams are so dang good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are littered with NFL talent on the offensive and defensive lines. And I think that is where just that stalemate happens. You don't get much moving either way in these SEC games, but you've got two quarterbacks and two receiving cores that are some of the best that we have seen in quite some time. Joe Brady and what he does with Joe Burrow in that offense, I mean, he gets raved about. He's only 28, 29 years old, but the dude is a wonder boy on the offensive side of the ball. And Brady's offense against Nick Saban's defense. And that, to me, is fascinating matchup, because you know Nick Saban's been having this one eyed for quite some time. I love it. I absolutely love the coaching matchup. You got Ed O., who said this past summer, what's the next step for LSU?
Beat Bama. Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing. They haven't been hiding from it. And we finally get that game to come in front of us, number two versus number three. I mean, if you're an NFL fan, you don't even like college football, you got something to watch as well, because of the fact that, hey, all these guys are going to be playing on Sundays for you. Outside of that, you've got Penn State, Minnesota. Do you know anything about Minnesota yet? Because I don't. And I don't know if we're actually even going to learn anything this week when they host number four Penn State.
Well, I think we'll find out more about them. They've been undefeated because they played a good schedule in front of them. Yeah, no. We all know it's PJ Fleck. That's it. He's done a good job turning the program around. He's done it successfully now with two straight programs, give national. He signs a new contract through 2026. He gets a big extension. Congratulations to him. And then you have Penn State, which is just, I mean, that's a top four team. So this is an elimination game. It's just an elimination game for Minnesota, because they lose this, they're out. Penn State, they lose this, they're out.
Yeah, they're both these schools, whoever's loses is done.
It's an elimination game.
Here's the one thing that I can't really put my finger on with Minnesota is that, all right, we can sit there, and I've been a critic of their schedule, and obviously the committee is as well, because we're talking about an 8-0 team that is 17th in the country, and we're talking a Power 5 8-0 team. They don't have the history. Their non-conference schedule was brutal, but they have just been demoralizing teams. 52-10 against Maryland. Now, granted, it was Maryland. 42-7 at Rutgers. 34-7 Nebraska. 40-17 against Illinois. Those are Big Ten opponents that they are mopping the floor with. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to win, but they're winning with style too.
Yep.
And so that's why I'm just completely, I have no idea. They don't have any stars on their team. They've got the row the boat guy, but they've just been pounding teams.
I think Minnesota reminds me a little bit of what Wisconsin was. A lot of early hype. Remember the amount of five-star talent they had? They had 9 when other teams have, Ohio State has 63 on their roster. This is one of those things where more talent will end up showing up in the end. I think it's always good when you see a good team like this in Minnesota get some guys. Yeah, but I think Penn State wins this football game.
55305, the Better You Today text line. Let's talk with Joel Klatt about the slate in college football. Fox Sports college football analyst will join us next. Here's Buck with SportsCenter. All right, we are out to Joel Klatt, our Fox Sports college football analyst, insider. Brought to you by 808, the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants. He will join us at some point today. I think he's preparing, because we're going to ask him the tough questions. You know? Like why he hates Oregon.
Gosh. You know? Everybody's really worried about he and Gus. Like, just must have done something really awful.
I'm going to ask. I'm just going to, when we get him on the phone, my first question will be, why do you hate Oregon? We'll see what Joel has to say to that. And then we can all move on from then, because
sensitive.
Yeah, they. Sensitive. It is a sensitive subject. Very with Oregon
sensitive.
Fans.
It's a sensitive subject. My when gosh. The broadcasters don't just what?
Well, they wanted
do
them
everything
to,
they can.
They wanted them to gush. Oh,
gush
I know.
Gush over.
You know why Joel's not answering?
He's scared.
You know what call he's got? Huh. You know what call he's got? Ohio State, Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, he's in. Yeah.
He's in Chase Young country right now.
He's in serious peril at this point.
Well, I'm an idiot. I was like, why wouldn't he be picking up? And then I looked down at my notes and it says Ohio State, Maryland.
Yeah,
and
I figured he was on. I totally forgot he's on the Ohio State call. So they're probably in midst of full panic and going after it right now.
Yeah.
Cover.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will have Joel Klatt on. He will talk to us. I think Ryan Buck's dialing him up right now about the, and if you don't know, you're just getting your car. You don't know what we're talking about, this Chase Young deal. A defensive end from Ohio State, Chase Young, will not play. He is suspended this week, potentially indefinitely, for taking improper benefits. If you want to go back to one thing, he says, and he released a statement saying, I took a loan from a family friend that I knew before I got to Ohio State. If you kind of read between the lines on that, remember Cam Newton when he was suspended for a week? So maybe that might be it. All right, right now, it's time for it.
Buffalo Soldier. It's time for Fox's top college football analyst.
Flat with a play action, going to go long, and he's got a man there. Touchdown, Colorado!
The inside story on college football without the SEC homerism.
I'm going to get it like a bull in a china shop.
This is Fridays with Klatt, part of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Can you find out if Dalton Ferguson was named after Dalton from Roadhouse?
I'm not going to do that.
Thanks, Joel.
Sorry.
Appreciate you.
Brought to you on the fan by 808, the titan of Hawaiian restaurants.
All right, it is 7:33. And now it's time for our weekly conversation with Fox Sports college football analyst Joel Klatt. And he's going to be on the call of what is now all of a sudden a huge game, Ohio State and Maryland, on Fox because of the Chase Young news. But we need to get the big story out of the way. Joel, why do you hate Oregon, man?
Yeah, I apparently hate Oregon, even though I profusely praise them as a playoff team for the entire second half. Yeah, I saw that. There were some grumpy Oregon fans. Here, I do want to say, and this will be good for, and I said it on another radio show earlier this week, I will admit I made a couple of really bad mistakes, and they've been eating me up, quite frankly, because we all want to do our best, you know, and there was a couple of things that I said that were inaccurate that, frankly, I didn't realize that I said them. If you would ask me point blank, hey, do you think Justin Herbert is a fifth-year senior or a fourth-year senior, I would tell you he's a fourth-year senior. Mm-hmm. But I said fifth-year during the game. So I apologize for that. It's actually really been eating me up. I actually wrote Oregon a little note, their SID, and Justin a note just to apologize to him, but so I don't think I was my best, but I certainly don't hate the Ducks. That's a bit unfair.
Yeah, no, we played the audio of you making the case for them as a college football playoff committee team in one of those days. But on the lines of saying, like, when you just say something, you don't even realize you do it. Like, we have that all the time on this show. Like, I don't think people realize how hard it is.
It's live content. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I'll give you
you're supposed to be perfect, Joel, at all times.
I know. I'll give you another example. This one was bad, and to this day, I have a little bit of a fear of trophy presentations, which are really hard anyways, because it's unscripted but scripted, and you're standing up there with everybody that is so nervous for whatever reason. You know, the players, the coaches, they like everyone is just like all tense, the commissioners, everything like that. So a couple of years ago, we were doing the I don't remember what it was called at the time, like the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl or something. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, no. It was,
It's going to make Oregon fan upset again, Joel. They played in that game last year.
No, it's not. No, it wasn't. It's not a knock against the bowl game.
I know.
It was, there was some company. Now I don't even remember the name of the company. But anyway, the CEO of the company was at the trophy presentation. And it was this really nice, very smart, articulate woman who I had been at a bunch of functions with during the course of the week. Cause during the bowl week, you know, you always go around and do all those functions and everything. And they're there. So anyways, you know, we had gotten along all week and I get on the PA, and this is what's so difficult about these, sorry to take up all the time, but this is a good story. I get on the PA, and it's down there at the San Francisco Stadium. And it's really difficult because I've got my IFB, which is my earpiece to the producer in the truck. And yet my mic is both live to you at home on the TV and to the stadium, right, to the house. So I hear myself in my ear, and then a second later I hear myself, like, in the stadium, right? So it's really, it's like, it's not easy. It doesn't sound like that on TV, but you get up there, and it's really a difficult kind of, like, adjustment. So I got up there, and I can't even remember her name. But apparently, I say, like, and now, you know, to present the trophy, the CEO of blah, 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 Mr. Elizabeth, blah, blah, blah. And I just, like, you know, like, turn. And I didn't realize that. I don't know if there's a clip on. There's probably not a clip online. There might be. But I said, Mr. And she gives me this weird look as she, like, walks up. And I was like, no, I wonder why she's, you know, like, giving me such a weird look. And then we get done with everything. I interview the players. I think Utah won the bowl game at the time. And I get done with the players and everything. And I come back down. And it's such, like, a sense of relief when I'm done with that. You're done with the game. You're done with the trophy presentation. You know, all, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, all the sponsors are happy. The bowl game is happy.
Nailed
it. The CEO, the guy named Ryan is the CEO of the bowl game. He's standing there. She's standing there. I walk down, and they've got, like, these gloom faces. And I'm like, I was like, all right, that went well. And she was like, you called me Mister. And I looked at her, and I thought she was kidding because we had developed a relationship during the week. And I was like, ha, that's a good one. I was like, that's good. That's hilarious. And she's like, no, you did. And you can imagine someone that's been that successful to be a CEO. Like, that was just,
oh boy.
You know, yeah, exactly.
On national television.
Thank goodness it didn't happen like in the last 2 years. But she was not happy with me. And sure enough, I go back to the truck. And I walk into the truck, and I'm like, did I? And they all nod their heads and like, you did. And I was like, no!
Yeah. And so I mean, anyways, your only rebuttal there would be to make everybody upset and be like, hey, don't worry, nobody's watching anyways. You know?
At least I would
make everybody mad.
By the way, you know why the CEO of the bowl game was so mad? They were going through negotiations to get them to do the bowl game the next year, and they backed out. Oh. They backed out. Oh.
It's your fault, Joel.
Oh, man.
It's all your fault, buddy.
Joel Klatt, killing business everywhere. You're right. Welcome, America.
So you're in the
heat. That's a drop.
Business is everywhere. So you're in the heat of the battle right now with this Chase Young announcement. So what is your first thought when you saw this, and what have you heard thus far now that you're back there and hearing it for the first time?
I got to tell you, I went to practice last night, and I'm like, why in the world is Chase, like, not taking any reps? And so I just texted my producer. I was like, hey, something's up. Sure enough, something was up. So caught wind of it, excuse me, earlier this morning. And I immediately thought to myself, has Ohio State learned their lesson? Why did Terrell Pryor and Jim Tressel and all of these guys get run through the mud? They lied. Mm-hmm. Right? All of us guys, whether it's steroids in professional sports, whether it's this, you know, type of instance, I truly believe all of us, the only thing that we really hate about infractions, if you want to call them like these, is the cover up. And so I immediately thought to myself, I'm not going to say a word until I hear what Ohio State's going to do, what they're going to say, what Chase is going to say. So Ohio State immediately addresses it head on with their release this morning. And it wasn't a big release, but it was like, hey, you know, we're looking into a possibility of Chase accepting money from an agent in 2018. I was like, wow, okay. I thought that was very forthcoming rather than just like he's being held out for an investigation, right? And being more broad and kind of ambiguous about it. And then Chase comes out on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he addressed it, and he basically said that, like, this is what happened. I accepted a loan. I have paid it back in full, and now we are working to reinstate key language that he that his lawyer used in particular in his lawyer's tweet to reinstate my eligibility. So I actually am optimistic for him because of their reaction. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
I wanted to just kind of, like, paint that arc. Because as you remember, I think the NCAA is more about the process than they are the infractions in the first place. You know, they want guys to transfer the right way. They want all the paperwork in the right order. They want all of this. They want people not to lie to them. They don't really want to hammer people. So I tend to believe that this will get worked out and he will be back on the field for Ohio State at some point. It won't be tomorrow against Maryland. But because they're addressing it, if he has, in fact, like he said, paid this loan, quote unquote, back in full, and they can have documentation that suggests that he can say it was a mistake, I think that what you're probably going to get is like we're going to give Chase Young a 2-game suspension, and we're going to allow him to have time served, quote unquote, and it's going to be Maryland, Rutgers, and you'll see Chase Young on the field against Penn State. If I had a crystal ball, that's the way I see it going.
Joel Klatt is our guest, Fox Sports college football analyst. He will have Ohio State.
I would love your thoughts, by the way, guys. Cam, what do you think?
I immediately when I saw this, and I think you're looking at this, we all take loans. There's student loans and stuff everywhere. I think we've had a precedent already set because Bruce Feldman talked about some of the haha Clinton Dix getting $500 and getting his 2-game suspension. I think this is another example, just like I wonder what your thoughts are, but the NCAA is full of crap. We let coaches, we let all these guys have these infractions, yet players are going to be under this mindset that we can't take any loan whatsoever. Five different credit cards sent to
me
I was in college at any point in time.
And Cam, this is also, there's my thoughts there on just like what's going to happen. And then there's a whole nother discussion that we could have for probably hours just about like how to fix this. And here's the problem. When you drive any market, I'm talking about any market, into the dark, what you're going to have is corrupt activity, period. All right. Well, that's what happened with prohibition in our country's history. You know, what do? You drive, it's a market. There's a market there, and if you drive it into the dark, it will operate in the dark. Mm-hmm. I've argued, and quality agents around the country have argued, all you need to do is bring the agents into the light and say you've got to be registered not only with the NFLPA, but with the NC2A. And then we're going to allow you access into buildings. Coaches are going to know you're there. Family members are going to know you're there. Position coaches are going to know. Compliance, athletic directors, we're going to facilitate meetings between players and agents above the board while they're still eligible to play college football. Because here's the sick part about this is we want to vilify this type of process. And yet we expect these athletes to not only not accept a dollar on their value, their name, image, and likeness, their what agent, anything. But then we're going to have a national championship game 16 days after the semifinal, all the way into the January 13th. January 13th, if I'm not mistaken, they have to declare for the draft within, like, I believe 10 or 15 days after that.
It's insane.
So not only do you want them to not accept a dollar, then you want them to make a decision, trust an agent that they apparently don't have any relationship with, and then all of a sudden trust him in those 15 days? Come on, give me a break. Like, that's not reality. Why do you think these agents have to operate in the dark? Because you've driven them into the dark with these archaic rules. So that's how I would argue that this all needs to be changed. But in the process that we have and the rules and the speed limits that we do have, I do think it'll get resolved at some point.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you guys said, and then I'd just add on to that, like, I hate that the NCAA is going to punish a guy for doing something that it would be way more responsible than taking a credit card loan where you're paying like 18 to 25% interest on it, right?
Well, that's a great point. And also, by the way, let's not be under some sort of naive guise that players at other schools aren't being compensated by the schools in some sense, you know, and their bills are being taken So either Ohio State can cheat, or you're going to force Chase Young and his family into a position where they have to make a decision. Yeah. And again, like, this is all archaic. So, like, you mean to tell me that there aren't other players at other schools in the top five right now that their bills aren't being taken care of by some booster?
No question.
There's no
questions whatsoever.
There's no way that's happening at Alabama and LSU, who play each other this week.
Of course, you're being facetious, and that's happening. And yet, we're sitting here talking about Chase Young because he accepted a loan.
Right.
Right? Like, again, this is a loan. This is not a payment. This is a loan that Chase is going to, because he will make money, pay back at some point. It's not just like, hey, we're going to cover your bills. So, I mean, this whole thing is, it's such a racket, guys. I got to tell you, like, it sucks talking about this, because there's going to be people that get on their high horse and they're like, it's against the rules and you should be punished. And those people can pound sand, yep, in my estimation, because the nuance in this is so deep, and there's 18 layers of what you can be talking about, you know, about what's actually going to happen, what should be happening, why the rules should change, how is this unfair to the players, why are other schools not going through this? So if Ohio State is more clean from a school perspective than some of the other top five schools, because they're clean, Chase had to be forced into the dark, and now they're going to be dealing with the eligibility of their best player and not the other teams. Like, give me a break. What's the incentive of not paying the player if you're the school?
It's good points. So, I mean, I'm right with you. I want to get your thoughts before we – I don't want to jump ship on this, because I could talk about it with you forever.
No, I get it. Let's talk about
it. I mean, I
Oregon.
Know, but I just want your thoughts before we get the big game this weekend, too. I mean, it's not – to tell LSU, Alabama.
I heard about Oregon. You were mad about Oregon. he's got one of these burner accounts, I'm sure. I'm sure he was the one that was like, get your facts straight, Klatt. He's not a fifth-year senior.
You should have heard that. I can't believe Gus doesn't like us. He doesn't like us either. God, they were all over you. It's incredible.
His Twitter burner is like Rusty Radio. 2-1.
Put him. Nobody puts him in the corner. Give me your initial thoughts on this game at LSU Alabama. Who do you like and why?
I do think that LSU has got a great shot. A great shot. I believe that in order to beat Alabama, you've got to be a team that can score with them, score fast. You've got to have wide receivers that can go. You've got to have an offense that can put pressure on Bama. That's what we've seen over the last few years. When Bama has lost, it's been a team that can do that. LSU is certainly in that mold. Bama is so good at home. I mean, they're so good at home. Since he's won his first national championship, so since Saban's second year, he's won more national championships than he has lost home games. It's going to be incredibly difficult for LSU to do this. And then it all comes down to the health of Tua. I really believe that his health is the game. And if you're an Oregon Ducks fan, you better tune into that game, and you better have your LSU pom-poms on. And you better hope Tua is healthy, because I really do believe Oregon has got a great shot. If they go undefeated the rest of the way, they're going to have won 12 straight games. Their only loss will be the first game of the season, when they had all those wide receivers banged up, which the committee is supposed to take into consideration injuries. They only were down for 9 seconds in that game. Yes, it was a loss, but they will have gone 10-0 in conference play, which no one has done yet in a 9-game conference season and a conference championship game. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about that, but think about that feather in their cap. They'd be the first team to do that. Now, maybe Ohio State does it as well this year, but that's a huge feather in their cap. They would be a conference champion. I think that they would win in an argument over Alabama. I'm not sure in an argument over LSU. So if I'm an Oregon fan, I'm cheering for LSU. I'm cheering for Tua to be healthy so that Alabama does not have an excuse, and then you better take care of business.
Joel Klatt, he'll be on the call for Ohio State, Maryland on Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, 9 a.m. Pacific time on Fox. Always appreciate the
great
time,
stuff,
man.
As always, bud.
Yeah. Cam, Rusty, way to go.
Hey,
yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
Krusty.
I love it. Joel
Dude,
Klatt.
You hung up on Joel Klatt.
What? Who hung up on him?
Nobody hung up on Joel.
Teasing. You hung up on him, didn't you? You hang up on him?
He's still on the line.
You hung up on him.
All right.
You let him get a chance. He called. He called you crusty.
7:50 on the fan.
What in God's name are we doing?
What?
Most sports talk segments are designed to keep the average fan informed while sparking traditional debates.
I have another story that will take you off the rails.
This is not that segment.
Fungal spore.
Growing in his lungs.
It's time to get away from the games.
He choked out a mountain lion and saved his life.
And get into the most bizarre, shocking, and hilarious news stories of the day.
Do you understand that most of the country thinks that you're one of the stupidest people around right now?
It's time for Off the Rails.
Millennial dogs are like, nope.
With Dusty and Cam in the morning.
They crossed their paws and said, I'm done with it.
On 1080.
Stupid covers all genres.
The Fan.
55305. The better you today text line. We are going off the rails now. Joel Klatt joined us. Really good stuff from Joel on the Chase Young situation. He was at Ohio State. If you missed our interview with Joel Klatt, which is brought to you by 808, the Titan of Hawaiian Restaurants, check it out. Les Schwab Tires podcast at 1080thefan.com because he is going to be calling Ohio State in Maryland. And so he was on campus, had some really good insight into why he was there. And then also, Oregon fans, he addressed why he hates you, which the answer is he does not. So I hope all of those fans are happy because we had to answer a lot of texts.
Gotta make fanboy happy. Fanboy's salty.
Well, I don't think they're fanboys. I think they're just fans of the team.
That's what I call them, Dusty. I call them fanboys. I mean, call them fanboys. Fanboy for a reason. Fangirl, fanboy.
But and then one thing that I really did appreciate, and we got texts on this on the Better You Today text line, about like Joel came out and he was like, hey, I screwed up. I misspoke when I called Justin Herbert a fifth-year senior instead of a fourth-year senior. Whoops, my bad. That stuff happens all the time.
I think you have to remind everybody that they're human beings actually communicating.
And he's speaking for 3.5 hours.
Talking.
You know?
Yeah.
During
just
a
easy.
Game.
It's easy. Just go, anybody, just grab a mic, go call a game. You can do it. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. Super easy there.
Easy stuff.
Bubs. Well, we are done with this segment because we went so long with Joel. This is one of our turn and burn segments. But it's not without a gift to you, our listeners. Caller number 5 at 503-250-1080, that is 503-250-1080, is getting a pair of tickets to go to the PK Invitational. It's brought to you by ESPN Events in conjunction with Rip City Management at the Rose Quarter, November 12th in Moda Center. It'll feature Memphis with the number one recruiting class in the country and the number 14 ranking in the country, taking on your number 15 Oregon Ducks, while Oklahoma will face off with your Oregon State Beavers. For more tickets or for more info and to get tickets, go to pkinvitational.com. But right now, caller number 5 at 503-250-1080 is going to the PK Invitational on Tuesday, November 12th at Moda Center. Coming up next, it's always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining. It is Weekend Would You Rather on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.